来进入我们要继续来谈的雅歌，我们看第二章。
So without delay, we'd like to go into Song of Solomon chapter 2.
第二章我们要从第八节开始来看。
So chapter 2, we'll read from verse 8 and on.
二章的八节，这是第二首诗歌的开始。
And chapter 2, verse 8 is the beginning of the second phase.
我们称为寻爱之歌。
And which we address it by the song of searching,
就是来寻找这个爱
that we're seeking after the love.
第一首诗歌是对于这个爱的一种赞美。
The first song is to praise the love.
两个人都有彼此渴慕对方的爱。
Both parties do long for the love of each other.
那么更进一步要来寻找这个爱，更进一步的来寻找。
So this is an extension to search to seek for love even more.
这个是第二章的八节，要看到三章的五节。
And we'll read from chapter 2 verse 8 to chapter 3 verse 5.
我们先看第八节，二章八节。
Let's read chapter 2 verse 8 first.
听啊，是我良人的声音，看啊，他串山越岭而来。
The voice of my beloved, behold, he comes leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills.
第九节
Verse 9.
我的良人好像羚羊或像小鹿，他站在我们墙壁后，从窗户里往里观看，从窗棂往里窥探。
My beloved is like a gazelle or a young stag. Behold, he stands behind our walls. He is looking through the windows, gazing through the lattice.
良人来访问这位佳偶。
So the beloved is here to visit the Shulamite woman.
十节跟十一节以后。
And then if you read verse 10 and 11.
这是良人的邀请。
And this is the invitation from the beloved.
与我同去。
That you must go with me.
那第十五节。
And over, let's skip to verse 15.
这个佳偶她提出一个问题。
So the Shulamite woman had this question.
我要一起来擒拿狐狸。
He said, we will catch us the foxes.
就是毁坏葡萄园的小狐狸。
Which the little foxes that spoil the vines.
那三章第一节。
And then let's skip to chapter 3, verse 1.
这是佳偶的一个觉醒。
And also here is the awakening of the Shulamite woman.
她夜间去寻找她心所爱的。
It says here, by night on my bed, I sought the one I love.
走遍了城中的每一个条街道。
And in the streets and in the squares, I will seek the one I love.
三章四节。
Let's read chapter 3, verse 4.
就遇见他心所爱的。
And then she found the one she loved.
就拉住他，不容他走了。
And he held him and would not let him go.
就带到他母亲的家里去。
So he brought him to his her mother's home.
我们读了这些章节，我们发现这些把它串起来，就是可以揣摩出有一个情节的故事。
So after reading all these verses, you can kind of intertwine all these together as a love story.
雅歌它不是一部小说，不是一种爱情小说的描写方式。
This Song of Solomon is not a fiction of love.
它比较像是情歌对唱的诗歌集。
But rather, it's just it's like a love song that is chanting across each other.
但是彼此在唱出这个情歌的对唱的时候，我们可以揣摩到他在描述某一种某些很简单的情节。
As they were chanting and singing these songs, and you could understand the simple meaning behind it.
我们把这些蛛丝马迹把它串起来，大概可以勾勒出有一幅画。
So all of these fine parts or intricate parts that we link them together to form a visual picture.
所以我们开始看到良人做了什么事。
So now we are able to visualize what the beloved has done.
他来探访他的佳偶。
He came to visit his woman.
再来邀请他一起爱在春风里。
And then he invited her to enjoy good life with her.
他们经历过一个冬天。
So they have lived through a winter.
你看第十一节。
Let's read chapter 3 verse 11. Chapter 2 verse 11.
冬天已经过了，雨水已经止住了。
For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone.
冬天过了，春天来了。
So the winter is over, and then the spring is here.
这是爱情的季节。
And this is the season of love.
那我们来看一看啊，就是他们曾经有一段时间是分开的。
Then let's look at the story. There was a period of time where both of them were separated.
他们经历过一个爱情的冬天。
And they have experienced the winter of love.
如今这个良人主动来寻找。
And today, proactively, this beloved came for the woman.
走上爱情或是婚姻这一条路，不是从此王子跟公主就过着幸福快乐的生活。
For anyone to walk on the path of marriage is not have happy ever after.
结婚的第二天你就会发现两个人的世界已经不一样。
And the second day of your marriage, you will quickly find that the days and the life that you have is very different.
开门的七件事啊，每一件事情都在挑战两个人的和谐。
And there are things behind the door, especially seven things that you could find that there are a lot of details that are different.
那这个佳偶并没有在第一时间来为他的良人开门。
So this woman did not get the door first when the beloved came to visit her.
到底他们之间发生了什么事呢
？So what had happened between them?
这个佳偶提出一个问题。
So then this woman asked this question.
有小狐狸出现。
And she said, "There's foxes."
良人就离开了。
So the beloved departed.
然后。随后，这个佳偶就起身去寻找。
And then the woman then got up and tried to seek after the beloved.
幸好有一个转折，能够言归于好。
And it was good that there was a turning point where they come into harmony.
好，那我们就来解释这里面的内容。
So then, what I'm going to do here is to explain what this is about.
这个佳偶他在描述哈。
So this, the beloved has this description.
听啊，是我良人的声音。在第八节，二章八节。
Chapter 2, verse 8, the voice of my beloved, behold, he comes leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills.
这个佳偶在等候良人。
So the woman was waiting for the beloved.
所以远远的就可以听到他的脚步声。
So from afar, she already was able to hear his voice.
据说很多的太太哈，听那个脚步声就可以猜出来，这就是我的老公。
I heard that many wives can really recognize the sound of the footsteps of their husbands.
因为很熟悉。
Because they're so familiar with it.
更重要的是，他已经把这个良人的形象都通放在心里了。
And most importantly, she has already have a good image of the beloved in her heart.
所以恋爱中的情人，他对情人的脚步声特别的敏感。
Therefore, when people who's in love, who fell in love, they will be very sensitive towards the sound of the footsteps of the other.
可是我们从第一章一直查考，就发现这个佳偶她有点矜持。
But from chapter 1, we already find that this woman was a little held back.
她有含蓄又是害羞。
She was kind of reserved and also shy.
一个皮肤又黑，她就觉得很没有自信。
And she already lost her confidence because she was dark.
那现在她又显出一般的姑娘会有的这种矜持。
But then now you could see the kind of reservations that a woman has in an ordinary way.
雅各的确是用最少的文词来描写一种更深的意境。
And this Song of Solomon is to explain some complex idea in a simple way.
听啊，接着是看啊。
And then you listen, and then you see.
他看到了良人从山的那边快步的前来。
And he was, she was looking at him, leaping from the mountains.
好像羚羊，好像小鹿，动作很轻快的，很着急的要来寻找他的佳偶。
And he comes, leaping just like gazelles looking for his partner.
你看用羚羊跟小鹿来形容。
So he was described as the gazelles and also does of the field.
如果用老虎狮子跑得很快啊，速度也是很快啊，但是这一切都没有美感。
Now, of course, tigers and lions, they also travel very fast. But if you were to use those two animals as a description, I think it's not appropriate.
羚羊跟小鹿非常的可爱，模样非常的可爱。
And gazelles and also stags, there are cute animals.
它们绝对可以代表爱情。
Of course, they can be representing love.
它的脚步这么轻盈啊，这么快速的要前来。
Since this animal were so light in their steps,
它迫不及待的要跟佳偶来会合。
And you could feel that beloved wanted to look for the woman quickly.
但是这个时候门是关着的。
But at this point of time, the door was shut.
那只能够从窗户、从窗棂间去探头探脑的去看一下。
The only way to find if she is in the house was to peep in the window.
这些都是在描述这个良人他心里的急切。
And this is only to describe the urgency, the earnesty that this beloved had.
他不远千里而来。
And he came from afar.
路经的路途的奔波。
And he had been to a lot of mountains and trackers' ways.
他的脚步竟然可以像羚羊、小鹿那么快速。
And his way, the way that he traveled, you could find that he was so swift and quick.
他往窗棂里头去看。
So he looked into the window.
你看那个，你去想象那个图像，如果拍成电影，探头探脑，一直找，这边找看不清楚，又换到另外一边去看。
And just imagine this, somebody who is looking into the window, trying to search high and low.
夫妻之间有了状况。
And when there's problem between couples.
这个爱情好像要进入冬天。
And the love is as if entering into winter.
谁应该主动去破冰啊？
So who is supposed to be the first one to break the ice?
良人。
Of course, the beloved.
因为他是头。
Because he's the head of the family.
所有问题他一定要一肩担起来。
Every problem of the family he will have to shoulder first.
这个先生如果踏出一小步啊，他会成为太太的一大步。
So if the husband were to take a little step first, the wife will be able to take a larger step.
女人是很好哄骗的，你对她美言几句，甜言蜜语几句，她愿意做没有做吗？
And women are very easily flattered because as long as you praise them, they will do anything for you.
他要主动，要寻找。
So he has to be proactive. He has to seek for her.
这是你所爱，这是你所拥有的，你为什么要轻易的放掉呢？
So she's the one that you love. Why do you let her go easily?
你要主动。
And you have to be proactive.
你要积极。
You must be assertive.
你付出很多代价，你都要追求。
Regardless of any price that you pay, you have to do it.
你必须要去拥护、拥有一个完整的爱，你要保护一个完整的爱。
All you want to do and achieve right here is to protect the love as a whole.
他历经了多少的路途呢？
And there are so much trackers' ways that he has traveled.
他的脚步依然轻盈的，如同羚羊跟小鹿。
And you find that his step was still swift and quick.
爱给他力量。
And it is because of a motivation of love.
那不是只有来探访一下。
It is not only to visit her briefly.
第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
我的良人对我说。
My beloved spoke and said to me.
我的佳偶，我的美人。
Rise up, my love, my fair one.
这个良人在称呼他的佳偶的时候，他一开口的时候，总是从正面去鼓励。
The beloved is always very positive in the way that he talks.
要建立起一种和谐的关系。
It is to build up the sense of harmony.
所以他现在就邀约了。
So over here, he was inviting her.
与我同去。
That please come with me.
现在冬天过了。
So now the winter is past.
春天来了。
And the spring is here.
在以色列地呢，冬天就是雨季。
In the land of Israel,In winter time is usually rainy season.
季节是已经变换了。
And the season has already changed.
那这个大地呢，已经改变了。
And this land has long changed.
百花齐放，百鸟鸣叫。
And all the flowers bloom, all the birds, they chirp.
他眼睛看到的是彩色世界，他耳朵听到的是唱歌，鸟唱歌的声音。
The only thing that he could see was a colorful world. The only thing that he hear was all nice voices.
十三节。
Over at verse 13.
你看无花果树也渐渐成熟。
It says here, the fig tree puts forth her green figs.
葡萄树也开花了。
And the vines with the tender grapes.
好像说春天来了两个人的爱情应该更加的成熟了。
And this is a sign of the spring. It seems to tell them that their love needs to mature.
那骄傲的反应如何？
And so how did the women respond?
看十四节。
Let's read verse 14.
我的鸽子就是良人对骄傲的称呼。
So this is how the beloved addressed the woman.
他称她为骄傲，称她为美人，称她为鸽子。
And he called her by his love, his fair one, and also his dove.
他的爱从称呼可以展现得出来。
So the way that he addressed her, you can know that he has a lot of love for her.
你在磐石榭中，在陡岩的隐秘处。
It says here at verse 14, that all my dove in the clefts of the rock.
现在做一个比喻。
And this is a metaphor.
你像鸽子。
You're just likened to a dove.
躲藏在磐石的榭中。
That in the secret places of the cliff.
在很高很高的隐秘处。
And then you are in the clefts of the rocks.
我们可以解读为它一种冷淡。
And we could explain this in a way that their relationship is has grown cold.
或者是他那种羞怯的本性。
Or maybe it's a representation of her shyness.
也有女孩子的矜持。
And also the kind of reservation that a woman has.
但是这个良人要继续的邀请。
But then the beloved was quick to invite her.
传道跟传道娘会不会冷战
Maybe you would ask if myself as an elder and my wife, will we ever enter into a cold war?
会啊，小弟，我承认杨传道不知道有没有，我跟传道娘是会冷战
Of course, I admit that sometimes I have cold war with my wife, but I don't know about Preacher Young.
那冷战怎么办呢？
And what do you do in time of cold war?
一天两天不说话。
So for a day or two that you don't talk to each other.
幸好有孩子所以孩子可以传话去跟你妈讲去跟你爸爸讲。
I'm fortunate to have children, so they are my messenger. I'll just tell them, go tell your mom this.
那忍不住了。
So there will be a time where we can no longer stand up on that.
有时候冷战第一天第二天那我就跑到教会就回教会去了。
So usually the first day or second day into the cold war, I'll just go back to the church.
小弟发现传道在家里的时间越多越容易冷战了。
And I find that the more time that I spend at home, the more cold wars that is more.
待在家里第二天开始大概就开始冷战，因为侵犯的传道娘的势力范围。
Because the second day, I noticed that every time the second day after I was at home, it seems that I'm breaching the territory of my wife.
那冷战呢？你有时候你故意推他一把，他不理你他跑到房间里面去
So sometimes when we have cold war, I try to touch her, but she just quickly went into the room and shut the door.
那只好回教会去了。
So then I had no choice, and then I'll return to the church.
真好，教会就是避难所。
And I was glad that the church is my hiding place.
那于心不忍就打电话回家了。
So then after some time, I couldn't help myself to call home.
怎么破冰
So how do you break the ice?
先想一个笑话。
Then think about this joke that you can tell.
自己觉得好笑的。
And something that you feel that is really funny.
那咋？再打电话回去给他讲给他听。
Then you call home and then you tell the jokes to her.
但是我跟你讲
But let me tell you this.
他一定抵死不笑。
She will insist it not to laugh.
我怎么可以？你讲一个笑话我就投降
How in the world can I just laugh for your stupid joke?
后来发现，女孩子真的有她的矜持。
So sometimes you really find that women they have their own reservation.
你跟他交往的时候，约会十二点在咖啡厅， 他一定12点10分到，他不会11点50分就到，好像迫不及待啊。
If you're dating a woman and then you said, let's go to the cafe at 12 o'clock, she will always show up at 12:10. She will never be punctual.
这是事后佳偶对这整个场景的描述。
And this is a vivid description of how the relationship between the beloved and also the Shulamite woman in this case.
她不是第一个时间听见情人的脚步声的时候，这么熟悉又这么样的清楚。 但是现在有点陌生，他应该赶快要打开门。没有，你看看，要他一直讲到第十四节都还没有门打，门都还没有打开。
Was the Shulamite woman not familiar with the sound of the footstep of the beloved? She should have opened the door first time when she heard about it. But why didn't she?
那这是良人的工作。
And that is the work of the beloved.
丈夫应该要这样。
And as a husband, he has to do this.
才能够让爱情的冬天快快的过去。
And this is how you live through the winter.
那我们来想一想我们的主耶稣。
Then think about our Lord Jesus Christ.
是的，他从天而降。
Of course, he came from heaven.
就好像穿山越岭而来。
And just likened to someone who traveled mountains and hills.
他要来寻找我们。
And he was seeking for us.
那有时候我们信徒呢很冷淡。
And sometimes as a believer in the church, we grew cold.
有时候也不觉得主耶稣是怎么爱我们的。
And at times we feel that that the Lord Jesus is not loving us.
那跟主耶稣之间就有一个距离。
So then you find us, you have a distance between you and God.
我们信主以后也可能成为浪子哦。
But then after believing in the Lord, remember this, there will be you are possible to become a prodigal son as well.
路加福音15章里面，主耶稣讲那个浪子的比喻，是针对那些未信主的人来讲。
So the parable of the prodigal son that was recorded in the Gospel of Luke chapter 15, it was spoken to
未信主的
for those who are unbelief.
但有时候我们信的主，我们也在信仰上会流浪啊。
But sometimes you find that for those who believe in the Lord already, at times they will also drift away from their faith.
我们的门还是关闭的。
And our doors were shut.
我们并没有在第一个时间就把它打开。
We did not open the door at the first time.
我们跟耶稣之间的关系会不会这样？
And do we see our relationship with the Lord Jesus the same way?
但是他还是一直等待。
But the Lord Jesus is still waiting for you. He's still giving us the mercy and love. And we must have harmony with the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's skip to verse 14.
这个良人不是只有探访邀请, 甚至是近乎一种祈求, 期待。
So not only that he was the beloved was in inviting her, but he was also requesting her in a very gentle way.
求你容我得见你的面貌。
He says over here, "Let me see your face."
让我听到你的声音。
Let me hear your voice.
因为你的声音柔和，你的面貌秀美。
For your voice is sweet and your face is lovely.
这个良人不远千里而来，劳碌奔波，就是为了见她的面容貌，听她的声音。And
traveling thousands of miles, the beloved was here to see her face, to hear her voice.
因为思念之情非常的殷切。Because
he missed her very much.
因为那个爱很大。Because
the love was so immense.
没有爱人可能会寂寞。没有爱人，没有谈恋爱可能会觉得寂寞。
If you never fall in love, perhaps you don't feel lonely.
但是有时候在爱情里头也会更加的寂寞。
But sometimes you find that people who is in love may also find themselves being lonely.
在爱情里头的寂寞是痛苦的。
And then for those who are feeling lonely in love is painful.
直到见到了对方的面容，听到他的声音。
It is only at a moment where you see the other party and also hear the voice of the other party. And this is how the Lord Jesus Christ loved all of us. And he wanted all of us to return to his chapel to worship him. So that he can hear our voice of prayer.
啊, 我们出现在这个会堂聚会的地点,
and then at this place where we gather and worship,
我们跪下去祷告,
and we kneel down and pray.
啊, 主耶稣悦纳,
and the Lord Jesus will accept it.
他喜欢这样子,
and our Lord Jesus loved that.
那他的心就满足,
and then his heart will be fulfilled.
爱能够满足是因为他爱了,
the reason why love can fulfill is because he loved first.
哦, 要满, 这个两人有满腹的爱情, 如何去倾诉呢?
So the beloved has so much love for this woman, so how can he show that?
他在爱里头的寂寞是痛苦的,
because being lonely in love was very painful.
直到听见他的声音, 见到他的面容,
it's only until he hears her voice and also sees her face.
他就满足了,
and he felt gratified.
哦, 夫妻之间是这样的, 我们跟主耶稣之间的属灵的情感也是这样,
and this is how it is about between husband and wife, and in the same token it also applies to our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
哦, 他们之间的确发生了一些事,
and of course there got to be something that has happened between them.
那 15节呢, 这个骄傲就提出来了,
and over at verse 15, the women said this.
要给我们擒拿狐狸,
she said, catch us the foxes.
这个我们是指着这对夫妻呢, 还是对着耶路撒冷的众女子说出来的?
So the us over here, was it referring to the daughters of Jerusalem, or was it simply referring to the beloved and the Shulamite women?
啊, 我们可以不必详细的去查考,
we don't need to go into details of this.
都可以理解为是他对两人说的,
and you can understand this from the words that was said by the beloved.
或者是他对耶路撒冷的众女子提出一个请求,
or she has a request of the daughters of Israel,
啊, 要一起来擒拿狐狸,
that they should catch the foxes together.
那16节是这么说的,
over at verse 16 it said,
啊, 第二段是讲到良人在百合花中在牧放他的羊群,
so over here he feeds his flock among the lilies.
啊, 17节, 啊, 叫偶也渴慕良人赶快回来,
over 17, it says that she was longing for his return.
因为他在远处, 哦, 牧放他的群羊,
and because he was feeding his flock among the lilies afar.
啊, 也许这样我们就可以理解他是对耶路撒冷众女子所提出的。
Now, of course, perhaps we can say that she was actually telling the daughters of Israel.
比较具体的问题就是因为有小狐狸出现。
To be more vivid, there is already the appearance of foxes here.
那这个小狐狸当然是比喻啊,
of course, this little foxes was only a metaphor.
而且它是复数的形态,
and you find that foxes were mentioned in plural.
那这个地方的葡萄园当然也是比喻啦,
and of course, this grapes or vineyard is also a metaphor.
那这个地方的葡萄园是什么呢? 是指的两人之间的爱情。
So the vines over here actually symbolizes the love between the husband and wife.
啊, 所以现在他们的感情, 啊, 他们的爱情呢, 有一个, 这个威胁, 啊, 或是有一个敌人出现了。
So now there's an enemy or a threat to the love they have.
那这个狐狸要来毁坏葡萄园,
and the foxes was there to spoil the vines.
啊, 他原来应该是想侵入葡萄园, 看看能不能找得到葡萄, 这个可能这个意思。
I think that the foxes was in the vineyard just looking for grapes to consume.
但是春天葡萄正在开花,
but then in springtime you notice that grapes are only having flowers.
所以这个狐狸它进了葡萄园呢, 它找不到葡萄。
So the foxes went into the vineyard cannot find any grape.
那狐狸找不到葡萄, 它会怎么样?
So what will the foxes do when they do not find any grapes in the vineyard?
那可不就是说, 吃不到的葡萄就是酸的, 这样就了事的, 他会把葡萄花打落一地, 他得不到的, 别人也甭想得到, 狐狸就是这样。
It will create some kind of resentment and hatred because simply the foxes cannot find any grapes in a vineyard, they will try to destroy it.
哦, 狐狸在圣经里头, 通常就是一种负面的形象。
And foxes in the Bible usually symbolize negativity.
它是诡诈的,
and he is trickery.
狡猾的,
and he is full of scheme.
那这个狐狸是小的,
and of course, foxes are little by size.
其实大的狐狸也是不怎么大，因为它的毛是蓬松的，你宰了以后也没什么吃，没有什么肉可以吃的。
Even if you were to catch a big, a larger, fox, perhaps after you shave the, hair and then skin the foxes, there's nothing much left.
所以现在这个葡萄园如果有一个小小的破口或是缝隙，这个小狐狸侧身它就可以进去了。
So if there is a breach of this vineyard, this fox, the little fox, can just enter the vineyard very easily.
葡萄在开花，找不到葡萄，它会把葡萄花打落一地。
So if the foxes wasn't able to find a grace but the flowers of the vines, then he will try to destroy the vineyard.
所以现在这个佳偶他提出一个问题。
Therefore, the women came up with this question.
可贵的是他发现问题。
And what's the most precious of all is that she found a problem.
而且赶快要去解决处理。
And she wanted to resolve this problem quickly.
那这个狐狸很小啊，有时候不察觉。
And sometimes this fox were very little in size. It's very unnoticeable.
但是它的破坏很大。
But then the magnitude of destruction can be large.
重点是它能够意识到有危机出现。
But the emphasis over here is that she was able to sense the crisis that is around the corner.
而且不是她一个人能力可以可及的。
It is not something that she can deal with by her own.
所以她寻求帮助。
Therefore, she was seeking for some kind of help.
她知道问题在哪里。
And she knew where the problem lies.
她也知道问题的严重性。
And she also know the severity of the problem.
虽然她只是小狐狸。
Even though she was a little fox,
但是不能等闲视之啊，不要轻看这个小狐狸的破坏力啊。
But she can never neglect, the magnitude of the destruction that the fox can bring about.
那具体来讲，可能佳偶他在暗示说，两人已经有情敌出现了，有第三者要侵入，有情敌出现。
Perhaps, what is being said here is to express that, the women already sense that there is a third party appear. Attacking her beloved.
好，那现在在我们的婚姻生活当中
，So this also applies to our marriage today.
在我们的信仰里面
，And also applies to our faith today.
有时候也会有小狐狸出现。
More than often, you find that there are little foxes appear.
不容易察觉。
It is unnoticeable at times.
破坏性很大。
But the magnitude of destruction can be large.
小狐狸是多数。
So little foxes come in groups.
爱情里面的问题，它有很多的面向。
And then the problem of love, can be all kinds.
就小弟所了解的，在族内很多的婚姻，可能有一些状况啊，大概都是小狐狸出现了。
And according to my understanding from my past history dealing with marriages in the church, is most often, there are little foxes appear.
婚姻中的小狐狸可能是什么
？And when we say the little foxes in marriage, what were we referring to？
可能是经济理财的问题。
Maybe it has to do with your finances at home。
两个人对钱财管理分配的想法不一样。
And both husband and wife have different values of money, a different way of managing finances.
纯真的爱情是家财万贯都不能够换取得来的。
A true love can never be bought.With wealth,
应该要讨论出一套合理的这个分配的原则。
And both husband and wife must sit down and talk clearly how they are supposed to manage their own finances.
先把生活需要的钱留下来。
And all the money that is for the daily necessity, they have to set it aside.
有剩余的再做其他的储蓄或是投资。
It is only when you have residual money, then you will make that into other investments.
不要让钱成为婚姻中的小狐狸。
And do not let money to be the little foxes in your marriage.
有很多时候我们认为钱是小事。
Sometimes we think that money is just a little matter.
钱不是问题。
Money is not a problem.
很多时候问题是我们很看重钱。
But frequently you find that all in all, you're just emphasizing on money, period.
夫妻之间不一定要讲很多的道理，很多的这个人间的理的哈。
Between husband and wife, you don't need to always reason.
要讲情。
You must always talk about love.
那如果讲钱呢，可能会把情给淡化，或是把它压抑了。
But if you always talk about money, the money itself can suppress the love.
是钱给我们 幸福，还是维持这个爱才能够真正幸福。
And you should ask yourself that whether it's the money that bring about love to you, or
或者是那个爱才能够给我们幸福。
Or the love actually providing us with a good marriage.
其实夫妻之间的爱情那种幸福哦，很多时候是不需要用钱买的，有时候也是钱买不到的。
So a good marriage cannot be bought by money.
所以当我们把钱看得很淡的时候呢，那个情就会跑出来。
So as we look very lightly on money, then you'll find that your love will grow.
要幸福一定要讲情。
So if you want to have a good marriage,
一定要讲钱。
情啊。
哦，情。
哦，讲慢一点可能有点困难啊。要幸福一定要讲情啊。
So if you want to have a good marriage, you must talk about love, emphasize on love.
那如果讲情更重的时候，那个情就淡化了。
So,
钱，如果钱讲太多，情就减少。
So if you talk too much about money, then it will cover up your love.
那我们必须要去衡量。
So then we have to make a judgment here.
那婚姻中的小狐狸可能是什么？
So what else can this little fox in marriage be?
可能是原生家庭的一些跟你有关系的人。
Or maybe it has to do with your former family members.
创世纪的第二章啊。
In Genesis chapter 2,
我们很熟的。
And we're very familiar.
人要离开父母。
That we have to depart from our parents.
与妻子联合。
And to unite with our wife.
二人成为一体。
And then two will become one.
他提到离开。
And this talk about leaving or depart.
联合。
And then to unite.
一体。
And then oneness.
最终是一体。
And eventually, the ending is to unite.
要怎么样成为一体？
So how do you become one?
要先离开。
That you must leave first.
离开才能够联合。
When you depart, then can you unite?
然后呢，才能够进到一体。
Then after uniting, can you become one?
如果没有离开。
And if you don't leave,
没有办法一体。
You cannot unite.
那这个实际的意思是怎么说呢？
So in simple nutshell, what does this mean actually?
要离开对父母的依赖。
That you must depart from your reliance on your parents.
经济能力要离开父母。
And your finances has to be independent of your parent.
对事情的决策要离开父母。
And all of your decision making process has to be independent of your parent.
心理上要离开父母。
And mentally, you need to be independent of your parents.
能够有独立处理危机的能力。
And you must be able to be independent dealing with all kinds of crisis and problem in life.
不是跟父母的感情不好。
It's not to say that your relationship between parents and you are not well.
是跟父母的关系要转变。
But rather, you need to change the way that you handle the relationship with your parents.
父子是骨肉关系。
That parents and children, they are just a blood relationship.
这是短暂的。
And it is only temporary.
夫妻是一体的关系。
But the relationship between husband and wife is one.
人间最亲密的关系不是血缘关系，是夫妻的一体关系，这是最亲密的关系。
The most intimate relationship in humankind is the relationship between husband and wife.
所以父母或是儿女要明白这个道理。
Therefore, as parents or as children, you must understand this teaching.
那彼此之间的这个互动这个关系要转换。
So, the way that you interact with your parent has to be changed.
以前是父母跟小孩子。跟他的孩子是小孩，是大人跟小孩的关系。
In the past, before you get married, it is only a parental and children relationship.
那这样互动的关系要改变，是成人对成人，不是成人对小孩。不是的，他离开父母，就是他已经用成人的身份来跟他的父母去互动应对了。
So after the child depart from parents and got married, they are an adult. So therefore, the way that the parent deal with the children is no longer parent and children, but rather parent and adult.
可是很多父母一直都把他的儿子、他的女儿都当成小孩。
But there are a lot of parents these days, they always treat their daughter, their son as children.
那个身份跟应对的关系没有转变。
The identity and the way that they handle things never change.
所以这会有困难啊。
Then you find that there's always challenge ever happening.
哦，那有时候孩子没有办法离开父母。
So sometimes you find that your children will never be able to depart from you.
其实有些时候是父母离不开孩子。
In fact, it is just the opposite. Sometimes the parents just cannot depart from their children.
啊，所以这个时候我们要去想。
So this is the time where we need to think about it.
啊，有一些小狐狸是刻意啊侵入的。
And there are some little foxes they breach deliberately.
但是有一些小狐狸是无意间变成小狐狸的。
But there are some little foxes that just came from nowhere.
啊，它不是一开始就是小狐狸的。
And it did not become a fox at the beginning.
啊，是因为它要爱它的孩子，它可能扮演的角色呢，没有拿捏得很准确。
It is all because of the parents' love for the children. So the way, the role they play in their marriage was not appropriate.
啊，那男孩子这样，那女孩子也是一样。
So if this applies to the men, it also applies to the women.
这个女孩子如果跟原生家庭连结过深。
So if the woman were to be so closely related to her former family,
甚至超越了跟丈夫的家庭的连结。
Even surpass the relationship between she and also the husband.
那会进入一种迷思。
And then you'll find that you're entering into another myth.
啊，父母跟孩子啊，已经成为两个家。
Because parents and also the children, they both have separate family.
我们理想的就是说，父母跟他的孩子之间是成人跟成人的关系，而且他们彼此以后互动是一个家跟一个家，是我家跟你家，这个要分清楚啊。没有分清楚的话，混在一起，有一些问题就会出来。
In an ideal situation is that the parents' family is one family, the children's family is another family. So when you communicate, it's family to family, it's separate. And you need to be clear on that.
我们的教会以前都没有教我们怎么当父母。
And in the church, church in the past never tells us how to become a parent.
所以连传道人也会犯这个错。
Therefore, you find that even pastors make the same kind of mistake.
最近我的传道人提醒我
，And recently my wife reminded me，
你的儿子长大了
，That your son has grown up，
你不要过问那么多
，And don't bother him so much，
他们的家庭
，And it is their family，
我们两个老的，最后还是两个恰恰好，就我们两个
，And we are husband and wife， at the end of the day， we are just， you know， we only need to live well by our own，
那可能传道人担忧太多了，所以。大概因为这样头发白这么快、啊、
Of course, maybe I worry too much. That's why I have a lot of gray hair.
啊，孩子什么时候回来吃饭呢？要不要吃饭呢？要吃什么呢
？And I always worry about
担忧太多了你。
I always worry about what my son is going to eat, and then when is he going to eat, and then too much worries.
你不要老是买那个鸡肉饭回来啊。
And then
谁跟你一直吃鸡肉饭了、啊？那老人家才吃鸡巴棒啊。
So I always tell my wife, don't buy chicken rice because chicken rice is for elderly person. Don't always buy that.
我也犯过做这个错。
And I always made such a mistake.
那慢慢开始想，哎，的确是这样的。
Then when I think carefully, it is true.
哦，小孩子的时候我们拉他的手，但是现在是要放手。
When our children was little, we hold their hands, but this is the time where we have to let them go.
小孩子在学走路的时候。
And when our child was learning how to walk,
我们都会想拉他的手
and we have to hold their hand.
如果我们一直拉他的手，他不会走路。
If we keep on holding their hand, they will never be able to walk on their own.
啊，有一天你放手
，So one day if you let them go,
他跌跌撞撞，但他因此学会了走路。
They may stumble and got up, but they in the process they are able to learn how to walk.
所以我们在远处观察，我们在远处关心。
So from afar, they will observe them.
啊，我们为他祷告。
So we pray for them.
啊，在真理的造就上，我们把持原则。
So with the truth, that we try to edify them within the perimeter of truth.
我们的孩子没有跑到道理外面去。
We want to make sure that our children has never gone outside of the truth.
那我们就可以继续的关心他。
Then we can continue to care for them.
啊，这是教会的责任。
And this is the responsibility of the church.
我们很少教怎么样当父母。
And the church has very seldom teach parents how to be one.
啊，所以如果我们清楚这个道理，目标是他们能够成为一体。
So if we are so clear on this teaching to help them to become one.
啊，那适时的放手，他们才能够长大。
And once you let them go, that will be the time when they begin growing.
那我们再讲一点啊，什么是小狐狸？
So another point, what do we mean by little foxes?
可能是沟通不良。
It could be also miscommunication per se.
其实有很多的问题都是因为沟通不良。
So there are a lot of problems arise in life because of miscommunication.
所以问题出在沟通。
Therefore, problem lies in miscommunication.
但是有时候问题也是因为沟通。
But sometimes you find that the problem itself is miscommunication.
然后一个姐妹就对小弟这么说。
So there was a sister told me this.
啊，先生都不了解她。
That the husband never understand her.
哦，那我们就脱口说，那你要好好跟先生沟通啊。
So then we just very naturally just told her that you should communicate with your husband.
说有啊，沟通啊。
And she said, well, I did.
有沟啊，但是没有通啊。
And we did talk about it, but we did not communicate.
哦，那怎么回事呢？
So what had happened?
说他先生在公司里头，因为公司要提拔他，所以让他去学了很多沟通的技术了，人际关系了，哦，很多什么卡耐基的，什么黑幼龙、红幼龙、白幼龙的一大堆啊，哦，那他就要去训练了。
先生，
先生因为公司要提拔他嘛，所以他要去接受沟通的一些训练。
So the husband, because of her his work, the company was trying to train him to be become a higher level personnel. So he will have to undergo a lot of this communication skill training and also Carnegie management training, as such.
那我先生回来就把家里当成实习工厂，就把我常委当成实习对象，他就把今天学的通通用在我身上。
And the wife said that whatever he learned from his work, he will always come home and just apply on me.
所以每一次沟通都是我被说服。
So every time when we communicate, I was the only one who's always compromising.
哦，所以我们家永远只有一个意见。
So in our family, there's always just one opinion.
我心里想的，我的意见都没有办法说出来。
Anything that I was thinking, any opinions that I may have, but I just can't express them.
啊，没有沟通是问题，有时候问题在沟通。
So without communication is a problem, but sometimes communication itself can be a problem as well.
不是沟通不好，是要领没有抓准。
It is not communication is not working, but rather is how you communicate.
其实沟通只有一个字，听。听才是真正沟通，听啊，不是说。
But you need to be careful on this. When you communicate, it's all about listening.
如果着重说，两边都说，没有办法听到对方的声音。
And if both party were to say whatever they want to say, they cannot hear what the other party want to say.
所以当先生的啊，要安静听啊。现在我回家都是安静听啊。太太说你怎么不讲话？我说我就现在要听你的声音。
So husband must always listen to what your wife has to say. That's the reason why when I go home, I always listen to my wife, and I was speechless. But she's asking me why am I speechless? I said I have to listen to you.
因为不在家的日子，这一段一定有一些事情。
Because at the time when I was absent from home, there got to be something that you want to tell me about.
所以沟通就是听啊。安静的听了。
So communication is all about listening.
那对太太说，你怎么讲这么多啊？你怎么对我讲这么多了
？So then I asked my wife, why did you tell me so much?
她说孩子都出去了，那我要找一个亲爱的听众朋友，你刚好回来啊，你就自投罗网啊。
You know, all of our children has already left home, and you are the only audience that came home. I have to tell you everything.
好了，他听你说，就听你说，安静的听你说。
So you know what? I will just listen to whatever you want to say. I will listen silently.
我有心平气和。
And I was calm.
那在听的时候不可以滑手机。
But as you listen, do not, you know, you should not be playing with your smartphone.
这是我被纠正很多次的。
And that is the mistake that has been corrected so many times.
听是听了，但是眼睛看手机啊。
So even though I was listening, but my hand is working on my smartphone.
什么听呢？手机要放旁边。
So how do you listen? Just place your phone away from you.
听她说。
Listen to what she has to say.
眼睛要看她的鸽子眼。
And look into her eyes of dove.
啊。专注听她说。
So be devoted in listening to her.
她觉得有被重视的感觉。
Then she will feel that she has been respected.
其实差不多这样就可以了，因为女人是要说嘛，她不是，她不一定要你去解决问题啊。
In a simple nutshell, that is more than good enough because all she wants is a listener.
啊，有一次她讲的愤愤不平，就卷起袖子说：“好的，那我去替她替你争气啊，我争一口气回来。”说。不用了，鸡婆，谁要你去处理这个事情啊？
And there was one she was so angry describing about someone, and then she was rolling up her sleeve as if that she want to beat this person up. And I said, "Oh, you don't have to do that. I will do that for you." And then she stopped me from doing that. I'm just talking about it.
哎，她只是要 talking about， 就是想说，那你正好回来，你就听她说了。
So just because you are home at that time, that moment.Just listening.
哦，听就是在治疗了，听就是在辅导了。
And if you're listening to her, it's already the process of healing beginning.
但是听也要有一些回应哦。
But then when you listen, you must also respond nicely.
啊，有一些人喜欢买古董。
There are some people who loves to buy antique.
啊，买镜头啦，买茶壶啦，买普洱茶啦，有没有啊？
They buy kettle, they buy tea, they buy antique cameras.
哦，那太太都会说，你怎么花这么多钱，怎么买这么多东西啊？
And then the wife said that, why are you buying so much of this?
那个古董五年十年以后，哇，涨价了，上万块，以前一百，现在三万了。
So after 5 or 10 years, you find that the price of the antique grew.
哦，太太就说，当初那么便宜，怎么不买多一点啊？
And then the wife suddenly said that, why didn't you buy more 5 years ago?
所以，如果你买古董，你要预备让太太念你两次。第一次买这么多，第二次说买的这么少。
So if you were to buy antique as your hobby, you need to be answerable twice in the process. First, she will tell you that why did you buy this, and the second time she will ask you why didn't you buy more.
啊，有时候你说。iPhone 14出来了，我来买一次 iPhone 14，我来用好不好？太太就会说：“好了好了，要买去买了，要买去买了。”这个就是不可以买。
And take for instance, if I were to ask my wife, "Can I just get an iPhone 14?" And she will say that, "Well, you know what? Just go get it." But it doesn't sound right, and it's actually telling me that not to buy it.
那如果你跟她说。iPhone 14出来，买一只 iPhone 14给你啊！他会说不好意思啊，那不要，那个很贵，那个很贵，你不要了，不要买，你一定要买，没有买一定有事啊。
And if you were to tell your wife that, okay, I'll buy a iPhone 14 for you, and she will said, no, please don't do that. But actually, what that suggests is that you have to buy or you die.
没有那么严重啊。
No, or you will suffer.
Some trouble, 这样而已。
You will get into trouble.
啊，那你不能怪太太啊。
But then you cannot blame your wife.
因为她生来就这样的。
Because she is born that way.
有一个圣经节哈，一个绝对支持他们这样做是正确的。
So there is a Bible verse actually substantiate that what woman has to say.
好，那这个看我们就可以示范了哈。
So this will be an example that we need to share
before lunch. 彼得前书第三
章，
彼得前书第三章。
So 1 Peter chapter 3.
那这句话讲得很好哈，第三章第七节。
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 7, this verse is well said.
做丈夫的要按情理和妻子同住，情理就是知识。
And husband likewise, dwell with them with understanding.
她是一个软弱的器皿。
So wife is as if a weaker vessel.
就是说他在很多方面是有他的软弱，包括性情上的软弱。
And emotionally, she is weaker.
所以他才会讲说，怎么卖那么多？后来说，你怎么卖那么少啊？
And that's the reason why she was kind of going back and forth on why did you buy so much antique at first, and then later on she said, why did you not buy enough of antique?
所以他如果微笑着说，不要买，那就是可以买。
So if she were to smile and ask you not to buy, it means that you should buy.
因为女人生来就是要让男人了解的。
Because women was born in the way that they're supposed to be understood by men.
女人生来就是要让男人疼爱的。
And the woman was born for the men to pamper.
了解才能够真正疼爱。
So when you have the true understanding of her, can you have true love?
但是她有这方面性情上的软弱。
But you find that she will have weaknesses emotionally.
矜持也好。
Doesn't matter if it's her reservation.
含蓄害羞。
If she was shy.
甚至你可能会说口是心非。
Even to the point where you notice that she is not what she said is.
因为女人说的话虽然跟我们一样，但是她的意思是不一样的。
Even though the woman may have said something as we men did, but that's not what they meant actually.
所以听还要眼睛看。
Therefore, as you listen, you must also look into.
是微笑着说，还是板着脸说？
Whether she said it with a smile or she said it with a frown face.
是要用心去感受一下，气氛好不好？
And you need to use your heart to feel that if the surrounding is right.
最后就用大脑去判断。
And then you need to use your brain to make a judgment.
大概就是这样。
This is as simple as this.
能够达到好的沟通。
So if you do this, it will attain a good level of communication.
听到她的心声。
That you listen to what she has to say.
我们大家一起来努力，不容易，没有人教我们。
Let's strive together because it's not easy. Because and also no one taught me that.
但是主耶稣都保守我们。
But the Lord Jesus Christ preserved every one of us.
大家一起来努力。
Let's all strive together.
把那只小狐狸给抓起来。
That we'll all catch this little foxes.
我们要请这次神训班的学员在这里来献诗赞美神。
So in this occasion, we would like to invite the attendees of CNATS to present a hymn.